Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I am.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It's going to be me.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
The subtype was, I believe it was Burkitt cell lymphoma.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And then around what date were you diagnosed?
November 16th of 2021.
11/16/21. Okay. And that's the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's that you've had, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's the only one.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me put in your date here, 11/16/2021. Now, did you mostly use the product for home or work or both?
It was for home mostly.
Okay. And then give me the address where you had the most exposure to the product.
521 Grand Avenue in Colton, California, 92324.
I'm sorry, Carlton, California?
No, in Colton, California.
California.
Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N.
Right, perfect. I got the address there. We're also in California, but I think you're like up north, right? Colton is like up north.
No, I'm down south. I'm by San Bernardino, California.
Oh, okay. We are in Orange County.
I'm right here in the Empire.
Oh,
right
San Bernardino. Okay, I got it. Perfect. Probably. All right, we're getting a ton of wind over here today. Are you guys windy too, or not really?
Yeah, we're getting a ton of wind over. I had to come inside to make this phone call.
Man, I was like walking on my brake and there was a gust and I'm almost 200 pounds and it like pushed me forward. It was crazy. So I went in.
Yeah, dude. Man, I was doing the same thing. I was walking up to my work area and then, cause I recently just started a new job and it was just while I was walking, I'm 230 pounds, dude. So, and the wind just almost like it pushed me to the side a little bit. I had to like stop and like, realize what was going on.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. And then, so real quick, I got the address there. Is that your current address that you live in now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then did anybody else in that household get exposed to the product and get sick as well? Like any friends, family, neighbors, or not really?
No,
just you?
No, it was just me. I did most of the yard work.
Okay. Gotcha. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 29.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And then about how many years would you say you've used the product?
About 4 years.
About 4 years, okay. So definitely over 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then this next question asks, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
And then I'm going to go through a list of other ailments. Let me know if you've been diagnosed or currently have these ailments. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say yes. So there's hepatitis B, hepatitis C,
no.
HIV AIDS, autoimmune disease,
no.
Rheumatoid arthritis,
no.
Diabetes mellitus, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers requiring chemo. No to all those?
No to all those.
Okay. And then have you been transplanted an organ or no?
No.
And then do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No, none.
Okay. And then let me put here. Okay. And then I'm going to have you give me your name. Spell out your name as it shows on your ID.
Anthony Paul Flory Jr. It's going to be A-N-T-O-N-Y P-A-U-L F as in Frank L-O-R-Y Junior, JR.
Junior, perfect. Thank you. So let me put that there. And then let me put it in this field as well. Sorry, it has me type it up in a couple of different places. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a male.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
No, I'm divorced.
Okay, so I'm going to put no.
I'm unmarried.
And then how did you first learn how did you first make the connection that the Roundup got you sick? Was it something you saw online or on TV or read about?
Yeah,
or?
I was watching TV, scrolling through Facebook and stuff. I've seen a couple commercials and I've seen a post on Facebook and stuff.
Okay. And then around when did you see that online or on the TV? Was it recently or
recently.
Okay.
Yeah, this year.
It asked for a date, so should I just put, what month should I put?
September's fine.
Okay, so we'll put 9/24. And then this one asks for your height.
I'm 5'6".
Okay. And then you said 230 pounds, right?
Yeah, 230 pounds.
Okay. And then this is your cell phone, the 909-913-3831.
Yes, that's a cell phone number. You can get a hold of me on that anytime.
Okay. And then what's going to be the best email address for you?
The TonyFlory92 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Alrighty. So it's first name, last name, the number 92 at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's going to be Tony, T-O-N-Y, F-L-O-R-Y. Yeah, just...
@gmail.com. And then about how many times a year did you use the product roughly? I'm sorry, a year or a month?
I use it at least once a month.
So, okay, so around 12 times a year or so, and then you already confirmed that you used the product for at least 1 year before being diagnosed, you've used it. So when did you stop using the product?
I want to say I stopped using it around, November of 2021.
Okay. And then... We know that you used it for about 4 years, so you would have started in 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me type that in. And then when you sprayed it, was it normally, were you getting the concentrate and mixing it? Were you getting the premix that came in the bucket with the handle?
It was a spray bottle, and then it was like a concentrated mix. It was like an amber reddish color, maybe like almost a pale yellow.
Okay. And then that was residential and around the yard. How big is your yard?
It's about maybe 12 to 13 meters.
Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then this was in California, so let me click that. And then did you normally wear protective gear when spraying it or not really?
Not really. I mean, I was working on the yard, so I just had basic like gloves. Like I had some glasses and stuff on, but nothing major.
Sometimes gloves, so let me glasses, let me put that. Okay, and it was you directly spraying, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and you've used it once a month for about 4 years, so around 48 exposures or so. And now, is your home on well or city water?
It's on, I believe, on city water.
City, okay. And then, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or not really?
No, not at all.
Okay.
This is the first time.
And then, when you got the product, was it mostly at like a larger store, like a Home Depot?
I got it at Walmart.
Walmart, okay. Let me write Walmart. And then obviously it's been a couple of years, since you last used the product. So you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts, any empty containers or anything like that?
Receipts? No, I mean, I paid for them cash. I don't have any bottles. I threw them all out.
Okay, not a problem. Have you ever been a smoker?
No.
Okay, are you, and then you said you just got a new job, right? What is your title?
Yeah. I'm an electrician.
Electrician. That's cool. One of, there, like, in the backyard, there's like three little lights that I have, and then one stopped working, and I bought a new. It's not like a bulb. It looks like a ninja star, but it has an LED light. I don't know how that works. I don't know the behind that, but and then it still didn't fix it, and then I didn't know what to do, but I don't, there's no electrician I can call because, like, just the service
house. If you have you could just call my number. I go around and do troubleshooting and stuff like that. So just give me a number on a separate note or just give me a call and then I can go out and take a look at it.
Oh, crazy. Cool. Thank you. And then let me put the, what is the name of the current employer?
IBEW. Local 477.
Okay, cool. So you work for the union. That's a good jobs.
Yeah.
IW. Okay. Let me put that in there. Yeah, I have I guess he's my cousin. He works for a union too as an electrician, but it's one for, I think, in LA County. No, LA County.
Oh, Local 11.
Yeah, Local 11. Is that what it is? Okay, yeah. He lives in Compton.
He's Local 11.
And then this one asks if you've ever lost any time from work because of any surgery or treatments related to your condition.
I took time off of work back then. Yes, I did.
About how long would you say you had to take off?
I took off the whole 4 years and I'm barely starting to get back to my work. It took a while to get back into the union after when I got sick, I had to stop working and it took a while to start up and get back in. I had to pay my dues and catch up on all my dues and all that.
Okay. I'm typing that up 1 second. That's crazy. I'm sorry that you had to wait that long to start working again.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, luckily, I had a good savings account, and I mean, after the treatment was done, and after I finished all that, and I was actually able to go back and get up and start moving like that, like very well again. I started doing a bunch of side work, and then it kind of got me better.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And then this next question, is just asking if you've ever been in the military.
No, I haven't.
Ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
And then ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Years ago, in my old lifetime before I cleaned up my act and started having kids and stuff.
Sure. And just it's asking for a quick description of the reason. It can be very
It was
vague.
just it was just I was just caught with a firearm. That was it. It was in the trunk of my car. Went out shooting one day and left it in the trunk, and then they got pulled over.
Perfect. I'm typing that up. Bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer. And give me the facility, either hospital or medical center name that diagnosed you, and then I'll find the address. But what was the name?
It was Loma Linda University Medical Center.
The one in Loma Linda?
Yes.
Or the one in Marietta?
No, the one in Loma Linda.
Okay, perfect. Let me write that down.
I believe the address is on Anderson Street.
Yep, that's the one I have. And then do you remember your doctor's name?
Yeah, it was Bruce Hayton.
Bruce Hayton. Okay, perfect. Let me write that in. Hold tight. It's going to ask me to put it in a couple different places. And then either yourself or the doctor of the facility would have medical records, right?
Yeah, the doctor of the, I believe the hospital has them.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I have them. We have
and
them.
You have them. Okay, cool. Let me put in here. I'm still typing up. Bear with me here. That there. And then that there. And then this. Here. And then do you remember the kind of treatments that they did on you? Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, stem cell?
I believe it was immunotherapy, radiation therapy, and just radiation and immuno.
And then roughly, do you remember the date that you started those treatments?
I believe I started treatment in I got diagnosed in November 16, 2021, so I started treatment November 19, 2021.
Okay. I'm glad they were able to see you in so soon. I know sometimes it takes a while for the insurance to approve the treatment.
Yeah.
So that's lucky. Yeah. Family friend was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it took like months for the doctor and insurance to approve.
Uh-huh.
And then by then,
that's
like,
real.
it got too aggressive and, you know, he didn't make it, but that was not the case. And, that's okay. And obviously you're, you know, way younger than he was. So, but let me go ahead and go to this next section here. And you already said the Colton address, is still your current address, right?
Yes.
All right. So let me put that in there again. And then we're just about done. Two more sections. This one just asks, if you, want to put an emergency contact number in case we're unable to get a hold of you to ensure that we can continue working on your case for your loved ones. And typically they won't be contacted unless we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, it's okay.
No, okay. Let me put NA.
Yeah.
And then let me go to the last portion here, which is just the HIPAA medical compliance section. Where'd it go? There it is. Date of birth?
November 5th, 1992.
And then the last four of your social.
9218.
9218. And happy belated, by the way. Your birthday just passed. Wait, that was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Thank you.
Oh, cool, cool. Did you do anything cool or just mellow or?
No, I just it was pretty mellow. Just hung around at the house. I'm seeing a girl right now, so she kind of came over and just she made dinner for me, cut the cake and stuff like that.
Yeah, low key. I mean, the older I get, I'm a little bit older than you, but the older I get, the just the mellow, chill,
Yeah,
homebody, like.
I'm like, I just, yeah, I don't really like going out no more. And every, I mean, my
I
old
get.
crowd, the old crowd I used to hang out with, they're all trouble. And then my union brothers, they're like, a lot of them drink and stuff like that. And I kind of just want to stay home now and stuff like that, just hang out.
Yeah, because my body doesn't recover like it used to. I get sore for no reason, and then it just, yeah, low-key's better. But I'm sending you an automated text message right now from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. It's going to come to your text and email. You can open it up either way. It goes to the same place, but it's spinning right now, and you should get it. It just showed that it's sent in my system.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
I
Let's see.
can't
Okay,
I
so just
can't
go
see
ahead and
what's
click on
on
mute.
yeah and I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll try to do my best to
Okay,
guide
it
you.
says, welcome to DocuSign. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out anytime. And then after that, I got another one saying the manual for Massport wants to send your docu, and then it has a link to click on. Do I
Yep,
click on the link?
that will click on the link, right?
Okay, clicked on it. Now it's taking me to, got a page loading. SMS messages from Master Strategies. Do I click yes, right?
Right, mm-hmm.
Okay, click yes. A DocuSign is coming up on a white screen. This envelope was also sent by email, 2492990@gmail.com. I'm gonna go ahead and allow you guys to see my location while I'm using the site. Recognize this email, continue to review. Don't rec okay, so I click continue, right?
Correct, mm-hmm.
Okay, click continue. And then please read, okay, agree. And then I just sign anywhere on the screen.
Yeah, so after you hit the continue button, it should show you a start button. So if it doesn't, then there's a little box to select that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. If you check that box, it lets you hit continue, then start, and then anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, you'll tap. The first time you tap it, it'll bring up a white box. You'll use your finger to draw your name. You'll adopt that signature, and then keep tapping until another box pops up, and that second box will be for your initials, and then you'll adopt that, and then you'll tap a couple more times until you hit a yellow finish button.
Oh, I signed on one of them when I was supposed to initial. I'm sorry. Okay, signature. How do I signed on one of them except when I was supposed to initial.
Let me resend it right now then. So just exit out of, like,
Okay,
leave
no
that one
problem.
alone, and then I'm resending it, and you'll get a new text.
Okay, let me go back. Step.
Did it actually?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay, I
Okay,
heard.
yes, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm clicking on that one. Okay, here we go. Continue. Continue. Start. Okay, this is signature. Signature, okay, initials. Okay, initials, signature, signature, initials. Okay, and signature. And then click finish when done.
Click finish when done. And
Okay,
then
finish.
I'll make sure it came through in the system.
Okay, you may download print using icons. Says
Yep.
all, I have a text message saying all parties have completed.
Perfect. Yep, you're all set. So then in a couple of weeks or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call you, introduce themselves, double-check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors, and then tidy you up in their system. But other than that, it's completed. You have a completed document in your email in case you need a copy for any reason. So you're all set on that end. And other than that, again, happy birthday, and then go ahead and take it easy, okay?
All right, thank you. You too. Right. And if you need me to, if you need, bro, just give me a call, and I can go ahead and take a look at that for you.
Appreciate you. Bye now.
Yeah, okay. All right, have a good day.